Blog Talk Radio.
I was eating junk. I had just had two children back to back.
I used to not be able to get on the ground.
I never, ever daily exercise.
Before, if I'd get down, I'd need a chair or something to help me get back up.
I was 84 pounds heavier at one time.
I was always a big dude, but I couldn't move around.
That all changed when they met Diamond Dallas Page.
I started doing yoga, man. I started doing a thing called DDP yoga. It's not your mama's yoga.
WCW heavyweight champion, known for his signature move, the Diamond Cutter.
Diamond Cutter!
Took what he learned recovering from an injury and years in the ring and created DDP Yoga.
Working out combined with the eating habits, it was a huge difference. I felt so much better.
It's a lot of fun for me because I never used to be able to be active. Now I'm on the floor, I'm rolling around, it's pretty cool. More than importantly, I just want to be alive. I'm down about 110 pounds.
DDP Yoga can work for anyone.
Bang! DDP.
DDP Radio.
Well. Hello, my friends, and welcome to a brand new episode of DDP Radio, live right here at ddpradio.com. As always, my name is Michael D. Mullins. I am broadcasting live from the DDP Radio Megaplex in beautiful Raleigh, North Carolina. And per usual, I take my jetpack to the top floor. I climb the tallest mountain. I'm the tallest tower. I look to the great white north and deep on top of the mountain, on top of the mountain that is Mount Ontario. There's a beaming, radiating light of inspiration, of heart, and of motivation. That is Crystal Stewart, and I beam the tower all the way to that light. It blows DDP Radio into the stratosphere and beyond. And, of course, my co-host, Crystal Stewart. How are you, my friend?
I'm freezing, but other than that, I'm good.
Oh, man. That chilly Canadian wind starts blowing down your neck again.
Yeah, it makes you... makes you aware if you're alive or not, because holy cow,
man! You know, I previously had a callus being from New England. I can handle some winters, but man, being down here in the Carolinas for 10 years now, I have lost all of my my backbone for the cold weather. So when just hearing you describe it, or randomly you'll send me some text, and it's like your state filled with 30 feet of snow, and I'm just like, no, I'm good.
So what you're saying is you're not down for minus 50?
Oh, jeez. I'm not down for 50 at this point.
good to know.
Well, it may be getting cold in Canada, in the Great White North, but it certainly is heating at DDP Radio, because we're on the verge of another great show, another awesome DDPY Warrior of the Week we've got lined up for y'all. And without any further ado, I think Crystal should tell us who we have and give us a little bit of insight into our guest for tonight, our DDP Radio Warrior of the Week.
Sure. So, happy Wednesday, everyone. Tonight on DDP Radio, Mike and I welcome Christopher Seals to the show. His journey is proof that we all start at the beginning, and it is usually the person we see in the mirror that holds us back. We all start wherever we are, and we are only held back by what we tell ourselves. Tonight's show is motivating and inspiring all on its own with our guest. You can start where you are and accomplish great things like Christopher Seals, grand champion, has. So let's sit down and have a talk about it. Please welcome Christopher Seals to the show.
Hello. Thank you for
having
me. Hey.
Hi there.
Hey, Christopher. Congratulations, champ. I'm going to get all into that. I'm really excited to break down your grand champion DDPY Warrior award and all that stuff. But we appreciate you coming on, man, and we're excited to get your story here.
Absolutely, my pleasure.
Oh, thank you so much. And, you know, we always like to kind of just take it from the top, but every warrior, every superhero needs an origin story. Can you give me the Christopher Steele story? Where'd you come from? How'd you get here? And where was the catalyst to get you to try DDPY?
Well, I was always I was always a chunky kid. Let's just put it that way. And into adulthood, I definitely realized now I developed some horrendous eating habits, to the fact where I was hoarding food, hiding food. Just to paint a picture, you know those little Debbies you see at the gas station that are not so little? I would go and get about two or three of those for breakfast in the morning, plus a 40-ounce soda. And then I would go to lunch for Chinese or something and get the largest meal I could. And sometimes I'd even get another little Debbie, refill the soda. So we're talking 80 ounces of soda. I probably had close to 5,000-6,000 calories before 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And, it was horrible. I was killing myself with food. So, but I was a kid that, you know, was always told I was chunky, but then my mom always had snacks in the house, but I wasn't supposed to eat the snacks, so I got sneaky eating the snacks. And then when I, you know, became an adult, I'm like, nobody's going to tell me I can't do that. So I did do it, and I just kept ballooning up in weight to the point where I got over 400 pounds. And I had found the Arthur video, of course, Arthur Moorman, you know, the famous Arthur video, probably in 2021. And I found the DDP Yoga Facebook page, which is an amazing group. It's almost 80,000 people now, but it's people that are just cheering each other on, just want nothing but each other's success, and they just are there for each other. Well, I thought that was phenomenal, but I was not ready yet. So even in October of 2021, I was at my daughters were both in marching band, and I was at a marching band competition. I walked by the mirror, and I didn't look at the mirror hardly ever if I could. And I work in a furniture store, so that tells you that took talent to not look in a mirror when you work in a furniture store. And but I saw myself, and I just decided I would start. Well, I didn't. That was in October of 21. So in January of 2022, one of my wife's best friends from childhood, her husband dropped dead in front of his smallest child, about 8-year-old son. And he was extremely obese, just like I was. I mean, just probably the same, you know, he was a former athlete, but then he had just packed on the pounds. But point is, he passed away. So that was January. And I don't know why it didn't click with me. I was in complete denial because I had been going to doctors constantly because I was in pain because I had so much pressure and I was still eating junk and I was fueling my body terribly. I was putting sugar and sugar and sugar and fat and everything into my body and couldn't figure out why I felt horrible. And so then I went to the doctor on March 1st of 2022, stepped on the scale, and I remember it hit 409 pounds, and all I could think of was, I'm next. I am absolutely next if I don't – I am going to die if I don't change. And from that moment on, I have never had another little Debbie. I don't drink soda. And then a couple months, I had started portion control and stuff like that, but I knew I wanted more. And so then in June, and I was still lurking on the Facebook page. I would comment. I would give a thumbs up, you know, tell people way to go. But I still wasn't ready. Middle of June, I was June 13th, of 2022, I was sitting there and my wife and I were getting ready, and I said, I don't want to just get healthier. I dropped some weight at that point. I want to get stronger. I don't want to just lose weight. I want to be a stronger person. And I knew DDPY was the way to go. I'd watched so many guys that were big guys like me do it. And I'm like, and I started to feel like I could do things, that I actually could start to do things. And then so she's like, go for it, do it. So I paid the year subscription, started with the Diamond Dozen, and it was the best decision because Dallas, I know those videos were filmed 15 years ago, whatever, but you feel like he is talking to you when he gives you permission to believe in yourself, when you finally have permission to believe in yourself. When I finally gave myself permission to believe in myself that I could do these things, that was life-changing. I mean, it's not just about the weight on your body, the actual, you know, fat cells. It's about the weight that comes on your mind of years of living like that, feeling like you're not enough or that you can't do things. In Dallas, it's amazing how he filmed those that long ago, and still people today that I just talked to a person the other day, he's like, I feel like he's talking directly to me. I'm like, I know he is. He does. He has a gift. That is an absolute gift that he had, that he just really, to give me the ability to believe in myself that I could do it. And, you know, it was amazing. So then I started in the middle of June, and I started wanting to do it more because it's kind of like I was replacing my food addiction with this fitness addiction, which is a good thing in some respects. And I was like, I want to do this more. It makes me feel so good doing this, knowing that I can actually do this. So I started doing it every day. And now, as of today, I have done DDPY, let's see, 881 days in a row. So,
good job.
So, yeah. Wow. And I started with Caitlin Kay, who is a 2021 champion. Yeah. Her and Jason Sparks Sr. created a monthly challenge where they came up with this thing, and it was accountability and everything, and it worked. So I have done it every month since August 1st of 20. I started before then with the consecutive days. I started mid-June, but then in August 1st of 2022, they started this challenge, and I've done every single day with them. So it's been amazing. And then, so then she became my fast track coach. Caitlin did, when they were starting the fast track program. And that was an amazing experience. She's an amazing person. Just, I mean, if anyone's thinking about doing fast track, I mean, let's just put this in perspective. I am more than old enough to be her father, but I consider her a mentor, a teacher. And now she's become one of my very favorite people and a great friend. So it's just, you know, DDPY has given me gifts over and over and over. And it's not just my health, but it's the people of DDPY. They're absolutely amazing. And so then she encouraged me to do the Positively Unstoppable Challenge in 23, and I was not going to do it because I did not want my changes to become a contest. I wanted it just to be about my life getting better. And then lo and behold, it all worked out, and they named me grand champion in 2023. So it worked out.
Wow. Well, congratulations. That's such an incredible, span of time, a journey, if you will. And I got to tell you, I related so much to your story. I also had a torrid love affair with Little Debbie for quite a few years.
Oh, yeah.
And
she's a
wicked mistress. You know, we have that in common, too, because I was one of those guys that, you know, growing up, my mom wouldn't want me to eat them. So I'd eat them, and I'd shove the box behind the stove or the fridge as if, like, that's a better
absolutely.
Place to hide them than the trash, you know. But, no, it is. It's one of those things, and it creates this unhealthy shame, and it creates this unhealthy relationship to food. And, I relate to what you're saying there, and it's really hard to flip that on its head, and you have to be in a certain spot and be ready. And with DDPY and the group and everything, anyone can drop a few lbs. Everyone can crash diet, but until you address the problem with food and change the way you think about it in your mindset, which DDPY does, that's the secret sauce for all this. Is changing your whole outlook when it comes to it. And it seems like you found somebody and you found a group of people around you and in the community that really, you know, helped you kind of bring that out in yourself.
Absolutely. It was, as Dallas says, it's that 6 inches of real estate between your ears, you know, that it is amazing. And then this year I have been able to be I've been able to help a little bit with the Positively Unstoppable Challenge for 2024, and they have weekly Zoom calls. And the 2020 Grand Champion, Candy Rothenberg, she did, she was absolutely phenomenal for me to learn from how to behave as a grand champion, what to do, everything. And but then I got to kind of pay it forward and help this next crew coming up. And a couple weeks ago, I got to spend the week in Georgia with the 2024 Positively Unstoppable Champions, and it was amazing. I mean, I lost 170 pounds doing this, and it's been amazing. But I will say, more than the weight, it is the mindset. I mean, I love being thinner. Don't get me wrong. I love not being in pain from being overweight, and I love the energy I have. But it is the gifts of the mindset and the confidence that is a huge factor. And that's what I had no idea that was going to be a side effect or one of the main reasons to keep going. I mean, I never want to go back simply because I know how I feel about myself now, and I know how I felt about myself then, and I don't want to go back to me.
I need to ask you both the question. Just for clarification, what is a Little Debbie?
You don't have those in Canada?
I don't know, but I don't think I've ever had one.
Little Debbie is a snack cake. They're like Swiss rolls. They're nutty bars. They make everything. Brownies, oatmeal cream pies. I mean, trust me, I knew them all quite well.
So sweet. Sweet.
Oh, it's a sweet cake. It's like a...
Oh, sorry, but yeah, I was going to say, in Canada, they call them Sweet Anne Murray's, I think they call them in Canada.
No.
No, I'm just, but no, yeah, they're kind of like a cheap, like mass produced cakes, line of cakes, and they're brutal. They're like heroin to me. So,
oh, absolutely. They're horrible. I mean,
and they're very cheap too.
Are they cupcakes?
Kind of like they're cream filled mostly.
Oh,
like imagine, you know, like Hostess cupcakes and stuff like that. Do you have those?
I've never had them, but yes, I have seen them.
So something like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I've just never heard of Little Debbie.
Oh, yeah, they're big down here. So,
like our grocery store right now has a 20-foot display of the Little Debbie Christmas trees because they only come out at Christmas time. It's not even Thanksgiving, and they have a 20-foot display of the Little Debbie Christmas trees, which those are like, they're like crack. I mean, it's seriously, you can't stop.
Wow.
So that's why I don't touch them. I haven't had a Reese's peanut butter cup in since then. Because I used to hide, you know, how Reese's comes out with the eggs at Easter time. Those are like kryptonite. And I would hide them in the garage. I would take them to my office, and I would have a whole bag of them, and I would say, oh, I'll just have a couple a day. Well, when you have such an eating problem, you don't – I mean, that's a lie I was telling myself. I was lying to myself thinking I would do that because I would eat the whole bag, like in the afternoon. You know,
it really does show the parallels between addiction and food, though, because that's something like a drug addict would do. They'd hide their drugs in the garage or put it away and feel the shame for it. The parallels between food and addiction, and I'm not going to say, you know, quitting food is not as bad as heroin. I've never done heroin, so I don't know. But I do know that, like, when you're on heroin and you quit heroin, you just don't have heroin. But, like, you're always – it's like a heroin addict being around at a Christmas and Thanksgiving, and there's tables full of heroin. And
exactly.
Full, you know, being a food addict, you really are constantly put in a situation where food is the focal point, and you constantly have to explain yourself, and you have to, like – it's really a hard thing to navigate.
Oh, it is. Well, we have my wife's family. We go on this big family vacation. Well, it's always around Father's Day and a couple birthdays, and we celebrate, you know, like one of the grandkids have graduated or, you know, each year for the past few years. And so it's like cakes and pies, and I'm like, for days. And I'm like, you know, and then it was like we celebrate with food so much where we've trained ourselves, you know, if there's a party, we must have cake. You know, no, we don't. We really don't. And what's interesting is, like, you're talking about Thanksgiving down here in the U.S. I make a dessert just that I'm like, I know is sugar-free, that I know is friendly for me to eat. Guess what? People walk by all that other stuff, and they take mine. I'm like, really, people? I'm like, you can have all that sweet stuff. Go for it. But they like mine, and I'm like, oh, okay, well, I'll make more.
it's a good time, too, to, while we're at it, plug Stacey Morris, former co-host of the show, and she's a big-time DDPY, you know, luminary. She has an amazing recipe called Sweet Comfort. It's Sweet Comfort. It's a recipe book where she put together with the DDPY guidelines in mind.
Yep.
And it's on Amazon if you guys get a chance to check that out. And we get in this mindset where we're mentally we feel like the fact that I can't have that pie or I don't want that, I shouldn't have that pie, it's somehow depriving myself. But if you knock down that conception and you just taste food as it is, when you eat a better alternative, you're not deprived. And eventually you start to learn that, because I'll get into the modes once in a while where I'm like, you know what, I'm so sick of just trying to stick with this, and I'm just going to have what I want for a couple weeks. And a couple weeks into that, I realize why I don't want it to begin with, because you just feel garbage. And I think that's a lesson that's kind of positive to be learned. Sometimes when you've got that in your head, maybe just when you eat something like that and you realize like how much different you feel before and after, it is a lesson that can be utilized, and it's positive.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's just, it's so important to, and you just have got, this is something I truly believe in, that we have to learn every day. We have to decide every day. Dallas, you know, on social media, early into my journey, Dallas had this thing on his Facebook page, that the Latin root of decision means to decide, or decision means to cut off all other possibility. So if I have decided that I'm going to live this way, I'm cutting off all other possibility. And it's actually on the wall in my workout room. I have I have Dallas quotes all over the wall in my room.
Sounds like my kind of room.
It's wonderful. It's like, at first my wife was like, I don't know about this, and it's pretty cool. You know, now the belt is there in there too, so it's all good.
You and Crystal will have to compare notes, because she's got all kinds of quotes on her wall too.
Yeah,
I'm a big fan of, and I've got them from other DDPY people. You know, Jason Sparks, be a better person than you were today than you were yesterday. I mean, while it may not be original to him, I still give him the credit because it's from a song, but that's how he lives. And so I truly believe in that. Scotty Boots, who is also another 2021 champion.
Yep.
He said, and I have this on the wall in my office at work. It says, "Don't chase results. Just do the work and the results will come." He said that just off the cuff, and it hit me so hard. I mean, he has a couple things. Like, Scotty, I have the utmost respect for what he has done because he has got a four-year journey, really, that he is showing just how amazing EDPY and continuing the journey, what it looks like.
Christopher, can I give you a quote?
Absolutely.
Okay. It's a good one. And I thought of it when I came back from Summit. So EDPY is not about the size of your ass. It's about getting your head out of it.
There you go.
And, you know, we get, in you know, speaking of quotes and stuff, you'll go on Facebook and people will throw up these willy-nilly memes and quotes and platitudes. And, you know, it's sometimes you just roll your eyes because sometimes the people posting the quotes don't at all resemble. It just sounds pretty. But when you break down a lot of these and you think about what they say and then try to incorporate them into your life, like, sometimes we just rattle things off so many times it becomes almost like lyrics that you forget the root of what it's saying. And I do that quite regularly with all the, you know, I've been doing this, you know, in DDPY since 2010, and I know all the DDP quotes. And once in a while, I'll just pick one out and look at it, and you read it like it's Welcome to the Jungle. You know all the lyrics. You doesn't really think about it anymore. But you take a moment to connect with it or reconnect with it or reestablish why you were moved by it in the first place. And it hits you again, all over again, because not only do they sound nice, they're not like they're nice, they're poetic, they're eloquent quotes, but in the meat of the matter is something very profound and helpful if you choose to find it in there.
Absolutely. Like, okay, so Dallas, in one of the early workouts, I don't know if it's Energy or Fat Burger, where he will say, "You can't do it yet. You got to say yet." And I grabbed onto the word yet with an iron vice-like grip. The word yet to me is so good because it has given me so many things because when I was doing my fast track coaching with Caitlin, she gave me a task of doing post-its where I would see them every day of goals I wanted to achieve. And for me, it was like a certain size pants, holding a plank for so long, doing Black Crow for a certain amount of time period. I still do it to this day. I still have post-its. And so what used to be my daughter's playroom when they were little is now my yoga and workout room. And so there's a TV in there, and on the TV stand along the front of it is all these post-its. And it's all my goals. But the word yet to me means it gives me grace that I haven't accomplished it yet, that I do not have to beat myself up for it. But it also gives me a goal. Yet gives me a goal to say I'm still working towards it. So that is why I absolutely love the word yet.
Hmm. It's an open end.
It is.
The dot, if you will. You know?
Exactly.
It's a word of possibility. And it's pretty powerful. And, you know, it is. It's such a simple word, and it's just, a word we use daily that probably holds no meaning to most people. But to you, it's everything. And
absolutely.
That's so cool.
I was telling someone today who he started his own business, and he was talking about something. He goes, and he said, "Well, yet." And I said, "Oh, boy." And then I launched into my whole yet TED Talk I said, you weren't planning on hearing that? But he's like, wow. He's like, I do like that. So, you know, I'm just trying to pay forward what Dallas has taught me.
I think.
Sorry about that.
No,
that was the alarm to take the trash
out. No, it's incredible.
It's called a workout because it requires effort. Without the work, it's simply called an easy out. So,
yeah.
I mean, this is one of the things that I recognized when I went through all your stuff online. And, you know, nobody has handed this. And you've worked for it, and you've gone through the mud, and, you know, yeah. And I'm grateful for that, because you're teaching and you're towing the line behind you that everybody is just starting, or, you know, they have fallen off the wagon and are getting back on, and you are now a marker of what is possible.
Yeah. Well, you know, there were guys that came before me that there was one that used to put on there, big guys, I see you, because he was a very large guy. And then he worked and he actually, and now I feel like that is, you know, being as large as I was. I mean, I didn't like my picture taken. I would hide behind my daughters, behind my wife in pictures. I did not like my picture taken. And, you know, black is slimming, but you can't do that much when you're over 400 pounds. And so I thought wearing black shirts and stuff, I was hiding there. And it just, you know, all those lies you tell yourself. And just because you're not at the point yet to make the change. So it was a... Yeah, you cannot force someone to be at that point.
No.
I have learned that for sure.
Looking back on your journey, Christopher, are you surprised at how resourceful you are, or you had to be when it came to hiding food and getting the things that you wanted, as opposed to now where you have removed those things from your life? What do you reach for now?
Oh gosh, now I am you know, it's funny, I eat a Honeycrisp apple every day, and some people are like, oh, Honeycrisp, those are the most expensive apples. I'm like, they're not as expensive as what I was spending money on all that junk. They're not even close. And so I eat that, and like I will have like celery with natural peanut butter. And I mean, don't get me wrong, I am not perfect. I mean, I still love, like, I'll once in a while have a good old bag of microwave popcorn. But that's once in a great while. It's not like all the time. It's got to be worth it. It's got to fit in to what my goals are. If it's not going to fit my goals of where I want to be and where I want to go or where I want to stay at, you know, if I'm in maintenance, I don't need it. And for one thing, I don't want to feel the guilt of those. I mean, because I would feel guilty about eating those things. So I definitely have healthier versions. I do like protein yogurt. It's kind of funny, like now I have, you know, like the protein summer sausage sticks. It's kind of crazy in comparison. Like my daughter, who is 18, would be like, there are no good snacks in this house. <I'm> like, well, there are, just there's no junk snack. So...
Sure. Let's talk about your daughters. I'm sure they got to be so happy that they're, you know, your dad's trying to do what he can to stick around for them. You know, 400 pounds. Yeah. I mean, that's a tough future, man. And your daughters would feel
that.
And
but it's not easy for them to see their dad change that quick. This is something, it wasn't always
interesting. Interesting
because I mean, yeah, they liked it and like, you know, I can do more now, but I always tried to do everything I could with my daughters. Like I have, having two daughters, I will tell any dad with daughters, put your butt on the floor, dress the Barbies, do whatever, because when you're sitting there with your daughters, playing with them, talking to them, you will find out what's going on in their little hearts and minds, and you will get to know their that little person so much better. So there's my TED Talk on fatherhood with girls. But my oldest daughter was away at college when she had seen me start. And it was like, so I'd lost like 60 pounds. But she went away to school and came back, and I had dropped a lot. And she went to wrap her arms around me, and they met. And that was the first time in her life that it happened. And it was weird for her because she's like, she was gone and she see me in like drastic changes. And, you know, like I'm picking her up and like, she's like, you know, I pick her up at the train station and she was just a little shocked, you know, to see the differences over time. And I had FaceTimed her and stuff, but you know, it's not the same as in person. And so that was interesting. And then it's just, you know, to be honest, when you trade a food addiction for a fitness addiction, I was going so hard on DDPY stuff that I was getting a little obsessed. I wasn't paying enough attention to my family for a little while there. That's on me as well. But it was a little, there were times where my daughters were like a little jealous of DDPY. And because of the time it took with him, because I used to sit around all the time. We would just watch movies. And I'm like, now I want to be active. And now, I mean, everything's wonderful now. They're phenomenal. They're great kids. But I mean, it's just like, it's a learning process. And, you know, you have to tell them, you know, it's weird because they don't expect dad to change. Dad has always been the same.
That's really interesting.
Well, they don't have dad change, but you have to explain to them, I've watched you change. You change your whole life. So, and but you just have to figure it out. And it's hard because, like, to go from having a dad that you could always find sitting on the sofa to a dad that's like, what's he up doing now? Where is he at? He's out playing pickleball. He's out doing this. He doesn't sit down. And like we were on vacation, whereas my in-laws used to think I knew that I just sat around before because I was so heavy and so tired and in pain. When I started losing weight, my mother-in-law asked my wife, said, does he ever sit down? And my wife's like, nope. And I'm like, well, I've been around for 52 years. I have watched enough TV to suffice myself to for life. Now I want to move. You know, this past year has been difficult because I've had a huge arthritis flare up in my knees. And a couple weeks ago, I tore my Achilles tendon. So I'm going to have surgery for that. But you know what? With DDPY, I have learned how to handle these things with a lot better mindset than I ever would have before. And so I can, with DDPY, I mean, there's Chair Force, there's Bedflex, there's the PT program now, the physical therapy and the rehab. I mean, I can do all these things and still keep doing DDPY. And with the power cuffs, I can still work out the top half, no problem. So, I mean, no matter what comes my way, unless I'm totally debilitated, I can keep moving forward.
Wow. I mean, I want to circle back for a second. That's really interesting because I think you just described what a lot of people go through with their families and such like that, because it is. I mean, as much as you're glad the person's changing, you love the old person. It's a big adjustment for the entire family because the person you were isn't the person you are. So it's a complicated, you know, I'm sure there's pride and there's joy and happiness, but there's also a complication to that I don't think goes explored. A new person just moved into the house, basically.
Exactly. Well, and as far as friendships, when you're the fat friend, that is the butt of the jokes, and they can't use you for that anymore. I mean, there are friendships that I no longer have because I realize, wait, I don't have to take that. I just took being treated like that as being the fat friend and being the butt of the jokes, and now I stand, I mean, I'm not like a, I don't have to like be a bully or anything, but I don't have to, I do not have to take less than what I deserve.
That's right.
And I deserve, I respect myself now too much to be treated like that. I didn't respect myself enough before. Now I respect myself enough. I don't deserve to be treated like that. And you know what? That wasn't a real friend in the first place. And I have made so many amazing connections and friends through DDPY. I will say, if I don't know if you listen, that Matt Rothenberg has become one of my, he's a fellow champion from 2023. He is one of the most amazing, kind-hearted individuals, just a stellar human being. And we connected before we were champions together, and we talk every single day, and just I consider him a huge gift from DDPY. I mean, I could keep going. Candy's amazing. Caitlin, I just, Aaron Coker, I just, so many people that are just phenomenal human beings that I have, like, the pleasure of calling friends.
You are.
Absolutely.
the Positively Unstoppable Challenge, too. I think so many people, not even the grand champions, not even the finalists, but everyone who sees it through gets so much out of it. And I've never seen something where people, you know, it's a competition, but people find true joy in other people's success along the way. You know, when you watch the Grammy Awards and there's some half-hearted smile when the person loses and they're laughing, you know, going through the motions. It's not like that. I've seen people in direct competition get truly excited when they're, you know, the other person advances and they don't. There's such a camaraderie and just, you know, push behind each other.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's I tell people, you know, because a lot of times on the DDPY page, Facebook page, they will talk about, you know, this is my day one. And I will always say, welcome to one of the best places on the planet. I mean, I have been a part of a lot of Facebook groups that should have treated people like the way DDPY people do. DDPY people encourage each other. They want each other to succeed. I mean, and the thing is, now we have a lot of longevity in this now. I mean, we got over 40 champions now from 2020 to 2024. So 5 years of champions, isn't that right? And we have just an amazing community that people just really want you to succeed. That's the best way I know how to put it. They just want you to succeed because they know how good it feels, and they want you to feel that way about yourself.
Right, and I mean, I think it's really important to realize with all these people that we have brought here or, you know, to know, is that your success is our success too. And I mean, this isn't a, you know, a one-trick thing. I mean, we're all pulling for you. And if you can't do something yet, you'll make it, but
right,
it's going to take some time. You're allowed to make mistakes, and you're allowed to be yourself. We just want you to be your best you, and that is a million different ways, and okay.
Yeah, I mean, who knows from day one to day 365 in that first year, who knows what your best is going to look like? I had zero clue I was capable of this. I'll be completely honest. I mean, now I'm like, bring on the next challenge because it feels good to achieve it, but also it feels good to work towards a goal. And, you know, I've with some of my physical things this year with the arthritis and everything, the flare up in my knee. Like, I was playing pickleball a ton, and now I cannot do that. But so I have to adjust my nutrition because I'm not burning all the calories that I was doing that. So that's a learning thing. And, you know, we got to learn. It's never stop learning. And thankfully, I'm surrounded by amazing people that keep teaching.
No, it's so important. And it's awesome that, you know, through the arthritis and through your heel, you know, those are things that are a stumble in the journey. And you're very much open and aware of the situation and how you're going to need to pivot and plan for that. That's important because you know what to expect. You know that things aren't going to be like they were, but you got to find a different way. And, you know, that it's the whole SmackDown challenge. You know, there's, you know, always someplace else to go with it.
Right.
It's really cool to see you kind of, you know, setting yourself up for success, knowing that there's a couple of roadblocks you're going to have to get through.
Well, yeah, and that's why for one of the things that Candy taught me is that and I wanted to be like this anyway, but she really, really was so helpful. And we actually talked to the next grand champion of 2024, Valiant Val. She is an amazing individual. I mean, I hope you all have an opportunity to talk with her. She is such a kind, sweet soul. You talk to her, it's like you feel just an amazing peace because she has that peaceful spirit, just sweetheart. So, but Candy was talking about being real. Said people don't need to see like how, you know, that you can lift X amount of pounds and stuff like that. They need to know that you're a real person, you know, because there's enough people on social media that are always, you know, showing what they can do. And it's not that we want to talk about, you know, our difficulties all the time, but we want to talk about how this is happening in life. And because of the skills I have learned, this is how I can handle it. You know, it has to be if, then what? You know, I recently saw something that said, you know, so what? So XYZ trauma happened to you. So what? But what he was saying is, so what now? What now? So what now are you going to do with it? What now are you going to do, and how are you going to grow and change from this situation? And that's, I think, how we have to think and live. I mean, it's moving forward. It's that living at 90%.
I mean, I think that just, you know, talking to you, Christopher, do you find that it is more of a learning opportunity to learn from people who have fallen or struggled to succeed than people who straight shot right to success?
Kind
of want to hear the fighter's story. So, yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, Dallas himself. I mean, look at him. I mean, that's how we have DDP. That's why we have DDP. Why? Is because he had fallen. He had broken his back. We wouldn't have had DDPY program at all if he had had a straight shot all the way to the championship. He had to rehab. And thankfully, his wife, Kimberly, at the time, suggested yoga. And then he started combining it with calisthenics and his physical therapy. And, you know, if he'd had that straight shot all the way to, you know, his title, you know, of world champion, you know, we wouldn't even have this. So the fact that he had that fall, and he had that, is a perfect example of how we need to look to people that pick themselves up, fall down 9 times, get up 10, you know?
That's right. That's right.
It's so funny because, you know, you think your life is going to go one way. And we always – I'm a big proponent of abandoning your dreams. And hear me out for a second. When you're young – you have that dream that, you know, what do you want to do in your life? What do you want to do when you grow up? I want to be a wrestler. I wanted to do this. sometimes life puts you in a way where that dream is no longer logical or no longer practical, and you've got to adjust along the way. I don't really feel that that's me now. They expect you to pick something and go for it your whole life. But when you kind of react to life and then you realize, I got an opportunity here, I'm good at this, and react to the situation, I think it's a really good it's a good thing to be open. You know, people who are shot on one goal often miss everything they're passing along the way, all of the scenery on the right side of the road. And it's great to achieve, but also, you know, there's that great Mitch Hedberg quote, I'm sick of following my dreams, I'm going to ask where they're going and meet up with them later. And there's something to that, where the sidetracks and the side roads that take you down may not bring you to the dream you thought you'd have when you're 7 years old, but it brings you to this whole world that you didn't even know existed because of that. And I hear where you're at, and I hear where you were, and I see that you're open to just taking things that you never even thought possible, taking roads you didn't even know were open. And here we are all this time later, and you've had this success story that I'm sure 10 years ago you didn't even realize was a possibility.
No, I had zero clue. I mean, like, I had zero clue this was a possibility. I didn't, because I would, like, when I was lurking on the Facebook page, I thought it was wonderful for those people that they were making these changes and you know, owning their life. But I thought it was for them. I didn't think it was for me. I didn't know it was capable. I didn't know it was possible. And it's really, really sad that our friend passing was the catalyst, you know, that that made me realize I was killing myself with this food, absolutely killing myself with the food, and then I just knew I had to do something more. And I mean, I even went so far as to snooze the DDPY yoga page for a while, because I was so guilty, because you can't be scrolling through and commenting on people's successes on DDPY and shoving those snack cakes down your throat. I mean, that doesn't work. And so that's when I was lurking on a page, I had no clue that I could do that. And so now it's just like, I mean, some people can still, I just knew I had to make a change, and I am so, so very thankful that this was here, you know, at the very perfect moment. The timing could not have been better. You know, do I wish I had lived my kids' life when they were younger, healthier? Absolutely. But, I mean, I was there for every moment for my girls that I could possibly be. I even coached a soccer team when I had zero clue about soccer. So,
you know, as tragic as it is, what better tribute to your friend than to use his tragedy and have that fire, you know, build up in you as a result, and, you know, use that as fuel. I'm sure your friend would be really proud of where you're at and what you've done and the changes you made for him.
I actually asked permission from his wife before I submitted for the 2023 Positively Unstoppable Challenge. I actually called his wife, Julie, and I wanted to make sure it was okay with her that I mentioned him, that I talked about the part he had. And, of course, we had a good cry. My wife and her have been best friends since kindergarten or first grade. And so, you know, they've been lifelong friends. And she just could not have been kinder about it and more encouraging. And she said, if we can use this to help someone else, like you have changed, let's go for it. And she was phenomenal. And when they put together my video down for DDPY, it's on the YouTube page. We did talk about Brian on there, and Dylan at the works at the Performance Center as a video editor did a phenomenal job putting my story together. And I'm in awe of what those guys do on there. They are absolutely phenomenal.
Oh,
so
yeah,
I have a question. Yeah, Dylan is the best. I do have a question that we ask many people, Christopher, and I'm going to ask it to you now. What would new Christopher say to old Christopher?
Oh, I would honestly, you know, at one point I said, I talked about how I did not like the old Christopher, and Stephanie Kelly said, "You're going to feel different someday." And
yep.
She was absolutely right. And because you know what? Old Christopher made a decision to change. Did he make horrible decisions with food and not moving and being sedentary? Absolutely. But he, when it came down to it, he finally made a decision to change. So I would actually say thank you. Because you finally got to the point where you realized you needed to make a change.
Wow.
Good for you.
I think that's the first thank you we've gotten on that question.
Yeah.
And I think that says a lot. I think that's a really powerful answer.
Well, we
are about to get kicked off. We are out of time here. But, man, thank you so much for coming on and telling your story and sharing that
pleasure.
With us, man.
Thank you.
Oh,
thank
no
you
problem,
very
man. You are doing great, and not only are you doing great for DDPY and yourself, you're a great ambassador to the DDPY program, the challenge, and you know, I hope you'll come back on and talk to us at some point again soon, give us an update on what's going on, but it's been a pleasure, man.
Absolutely, my pleasure, yeah. We'll do a post-surgery update. We'll talk about how DDPY helped me get through it.
Absolutely, I love it. Hopefully your surgery goes great, man. Best of luck to you and your family, and I'm excited to see what you're going to do around here. We appreciate you coming on.
Oh, my pleasure. You guys have a great night. Thank you for having me.
Oh,
thank
no
you,
problem. No problem. And Crystal, I think you might have a quote lined up for us for a quote of the week, and then we are off next week for Thanksgiving. Is that correct?
I'm not sure. I kind of forget.
Okay.
Yeah,
me too.
So,
we'll figure it out. We may or may not be here next week. We'll see what's going on. But without any further ado, let's do that quote of the week and get on out of here.
Sure. So this week's quote was by The Positive Quote, and the quote was perfect for Christopher. You are the greatest project that you will ever get to work on. Take your time. Create magic.
I love it.
I love it. Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much. If we're on next week, I honestly don't remember. We'll see you next week. If not, happy U.S. Thanksgiving. And we'll see you guys soon. Have a great week. Own your life. Keep working hard. Keep moving forward. And we'll talk to you when we talk to you.
Checked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige. Oh! Into the diamond cutter.
I don't believe it. Diamond cutter out of the powerbomb.
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work, and most importantly,
own your life.
Talk Radio.